בעזרת השם, we are in Torah למד חט, רבו ישראל. Wonderful, we are in Torah למד חט, 38. A new beginning, all of the beginnings are from Purim. למד חט, it's also Chal, Chal is starting. We're starting now, our tshuva process. מרכבות פרעה וחילו, ירה בים. מרכבות פרעה וחילו, ירה בים. פרעה, King of Egypt, it's Paro means like the neck, the stubborn. He was very akshan, a very stubborn person. That's the beginning of all of the Mitzarim. He's the king of Egypt to bring the person to the narrow places, to the difficulties in his life, to all kinds of difficulties. It's because that he's stubborn. If a person would be like David HaMelech, that he's also soft as a reed, rach kakane, he can bend with the waves and he's not breaking, but when he's going to a war, he's strong like wood. He can be like a spear, like a sword, he can fight, he doesn't have no problem to be strong when he needs. But when Hashem wants him to bend, he needs to know how to bend. In Shalom Bayit, you need to know how to surrender. When you live with friends, you need to know how to take your head down, how to listen. When Hashem rebukes you, you need to learn how to accept the rebuke. And if not, if you're justifying yourself, you become to be tzduki. Always matzdik et atzmecha. Ani tzodek, ani tzodek. I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. Everyone are wrong. You become to be tzduki. Tzduki, they don't have chelek la'olam haba. You're so right that you're alone over there. This is it, without Hashem. So, Rabbeinu is saying, I don't know if there is something sweeter than Rabbeinu in this world. Ki tzarich kol adam, because every person should lefashpesh et atzmo becholet, to check himself every moment. Im hu davuk b'Hashem yitbarach. If you're glued to Hashem yitbarach. All of the time you need to ask yourself, am I glued to Hashem yitbarach now? Am I happy? I wanted so badly to do 3 times 6 hours התבודדות in Purim. Like in our crazy community, this is what Rav Shalom taught us that we need to do. It's true, he almost not talking about it anymore. But us, the seniors, we remember those old conversations that Purim is a very important time. So Rav sent us a few times to do 3 times 6 hours. So we want to do it every year. So that year it was very hard for me. And in the Ta'anit Esther, so I made Baruch Hashem 6 hours in Bodedut, and I was very happy. And the next day, Mamash was about to be Shkia, almost sunset, and I said to myself, what are you going to do? You haven't even started to do, and it's about to finish the day. And then tomorrow it's already Purim, so where then you're going to do? So I started my 6 hours in Bodedut at 6 p.m. and I finished them at 12, and then I said to my wife, like that, we know how to talk like that, this is Aleph, this is Bet, this is Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yud, Chaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samach, Ayin, Pe, Tzadi, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Taf. No problem, we can understand each other very nice in this Bodedut. Nice. You have it on YouTube if you want to learn. It's all over there, that language, it works. You see our children reading, looking, what? They're talking now. They're reading. So, at 12 o'clock, I started my 6 hours for tomorrow. So, at 6 in the morning of Purim, in Friday morning, I went to the mikveh. After 12 hours of Yidvodedut, Baruch Hashem, and I dipped in the mikveh, and I received such happiness inside of my soul. I went out from the mikveh, I was so happy. I said to Hashem, look, if I'm so happy now, it means that you gave me that happiness, because that happiness is not belongs to me. I didn't came so happy to the mikveh, but I came out from the mikveh, I was glowing out of happiness. So I said, it means you're happy with me. If I'm so happy, you made me happy. If you made me happy, it's because you're happy with me. So I allowed to accept that happiness. Rav Shalom said in Shabbos, if Hashem loves you, how you want Him to tell you that He loves you? You want to hear the voice of Hashem opening the clouds, removing the curtain of the sky, and you see divine sights, Ma'ot Elokim, and the voice of Hashem. You're going to see the voices. I love you. You want Him to try to say it in English, right? That you're going to understand also. No. And you have what Hashem? What you said? No reception. No, listen. No. And klita. What? No. Hashem loves you. How are we going to show you that He loves you? If people love you, people are smiling to you, people give you a hand in your Avodat Hashem. When you need something, you find it. You have support. You have friends that loves you, likes you. People are with you. You have a future. Things are happening in your life. That's Avodat Hashem. That's the love of Hashem Yitbarach to you. And now, once in a while, you see something hard, some difficulties that you have. Okay, don't cut it from the love of Hashem Yitbarach and say to yourself, no, now Hashem hates me. Now Hashem. No. Et asher yoav Hashem yochiach. Hashem rebukes you because He loves you. Always we need to come from that understanding. Hashem loves me. Hashem loves me. And Hashem loves me and helps me to be inside the zone of Kedusha, inside of holiness. And if you see that you're so far, that you're mamash, the last one in Am Yisrael, you don't know a word in Torah. You don't know even one halakha like you should. You're not able, you don't have Yirat Shamayim, you're far, and you're sinning and falling and failing on daily basis, all of the time, every hour you have your failures, and you fall to Lashon Hara again and again, and stupid sadnesses, and you forget Hashem, all of the time. Mamash, you see that you're the farthest person of them all. So look at it from a different angle. You're right. You are. Okay, let's say you are. Also Moshe Rabbeinu assumed that he was the worst one, while he was the first one. So it's okay. You have a point of truth to say that you're the worst one. Okay, that's humility. Look at it in a healthy way. I am so low. I am so far. And Hashem loves me so much to keep me inside the Kedusha. So how much Hashem is kind? So how much Hashem is nice? Now someone wired you $1 million. Hashem loves you. He invited you to live in Eretz Israel. He brought you to learn Torah. He opened your eyes that you're going to believe in Him. If Hashem would hide His face from you, you would never be able to believe in Hashem. If Hashem is hiding His face, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard that Hashem said, Aster Astir Panai, I'm going to hide the fact that I'm hiding my face from my children, Moshe Rabbeinu fainted, fell on his face. Couldn't handle with it. What are they going to do? If Hashem is hiding the fact that He's hiding His face from you, you can never find Him. But with you, you say, no, but I cannot see Hashem, I don't have faith. But you know it. So Hashem is revealing to you the fact that He's hiding His face from you. So which hiding is it? It's a joke. He's not hiding, He's revealing. He's telling you, no, you cannot find me, I'm hiding. Well, this is hiding. He's playing with you. He's telling you where He is. He tells you, no, you were never going to find me. This is a father that played with his child. That his child, he saw no chance to find him. So he starts to give hints. Yeah. No, I'm too high for you. I'm too high. Okay, now you know that you need to climb. You were never going to find me behind those curtains. Okay, he's behind those curtains. This is it. It's simple. Hashem is telling you exactly what did you need to hear? Just listen. Just don't be arrogant to say, no, I'm not worthy. It's a false humility. It's not a real humility. A real humility is that when you know that really you're nothing, you not exist. It's all Hashem. It's all kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. And you realize that I'm not worthy, but you're also humble enough to accept the fact that Hashem loves you. What you need to do for that? Hashem loves you. It's not because you're handsome, not because you're a genius, not because you're talented, not because you're wise, not nothing. You're the dumbest person of them all, Mamash, the farthest person of them all, contaminated, you failed. Okay, even worse than me. No problems. Okay, I'll give you that. Okay, you're worse than me. No problems. You're the worst one. You want to be worse than that? You're worse than that. Okay? So what now? But still, Hashem loves you.
Hashem sends you candies every day, gifts every day, supply you food, give you a place to sleep, people to learn Torah with them, a place to learn. You can go to the field, you can talk to him every hour. Every hour. When the child of Rabbi Yochanan was on his deathbed, was about to die, and he was praying for hours to save his child's life, and he couldn't do it. He called, what was his name? Rabbi Nechunia, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the Rabbi Zusha of that generation, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the Rabbi Zusha of that generation. He called him, Rabbi Zusha, put his head between the legs of that kid. Rabbi Yochanan was the he was Tana Upalig, he was the greatest righteous man in that generation, and he couldn't save his child, his own child. He couldn't. Coming, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, putting his head between the legs of the child, crying, 5 minutes prayer. This is it. The child woke up, superpowers, wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach. The wife came, right, wife of Rabbi Yochanan came to Rabbi Yochanan and asked him, how can it be? How can it be that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, he can save your child and you're not able to do the same? How can it be? Is he greater than you? He's bigger than you? So he told her, listen, I am like a minister in front of the king. I'm the most important minister of the king. So when I need to meet the king, I have to set an appointment and to come. And I have to come with a very honorable way and to explain myself. And he, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, is like a simple servant, a cleaner in the house. And he can enter to the office of the king and to clean the table and to whisper in the ear of the king everything he wants, whenever he wants. So it's not that I'm less important. Adaba, I'm a lot more important than him, but in the reality, he's closer to Hashem than I am. Why? That was the difference between Rabbi Elimelech Milizhansky and Rabbi Zusha. Rabbi Elimelech was huge! And Rabbi Zusha was in front of him always. And no one can understand how. Like that story on the Gaon Mivilna that sent his students to ask where Rabbi Zusha knew that thing about the cross in the grave, something from Talmud Yerushalmi. And he asked, the Gaon Mivilna asked, how did you know to give that advice? That advice is written in Talmud Yerushalmi, and you never opened Talmud Yerushalmi. Rabbi Zusha never learned Talmud Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Zusha admit, he said, right, it's not from the Talmud Yerushalmi. It's from the place that the Talmud Yerushalmi received his wisdom. From there I received mine. Rabbi Zusha is with Hashem. There is a story in Rabbi Zusha that once he was cold, and he didn't have nothing to cover himself, he didn't have a coat, he was so poor, didn't have nothing. He found a wheel of a wagon, of a chariot. He took it, and he covered himself, and he felt warmth. So the students, people that wrote that book, asked, "What is it helping to cover yourself with a wagon wheel? Was it helping?" He said, "When he took the wheel of the wagon, he took it from the holy chariot of Hashem Yitbarach." So he took the fire, the warmth of the angels that are leading, driving the holy chariot of the king, Malko Shel Olam, and he took it, brought him closer to him. So he felt warmth. Someone told me that he was with Rav Berland, and except of the story of Rav Shalom. Rav Shalom said it a long time ago. But another person now in Holland, he said, children over there with him, and it's freezing cold, mamash winter, freezing cold, and he's outside, and people are wrapping him with a coat and with a scarf, and he's taking it all off all of the time. He's saying, "You want to choke me? What do you want?" And he's removing everything. He said, "It's not cold at all. What are you doing to the children?" He's removing the coats from the children, and it's freezing cold. People cannot stand out, and he's sweating. He's sweating. It's the heat of Hashem, flames of Rabbeinu inside of him. Flame of fire! In what it depends? The holiness of Rav Berland, the holiness of Rav Zusha, the holiness of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Those people decided, I'm going to be close to Hashem. And this is it. What can us, Baalei Tshuva, do we have a solution? Let's get close to Hashem Yitbarach by finishing Shas. Okay? We can say, let's talk about it, let's laugh about it. We can say, let's think how it could be if we would have, I don't know what. It's. Can we get close to Hashem Yitbarach by finishing Shas? Will it bring us closer to Hashem? Let's finish Shas. Okay. Do you really believe inside of you that that's going to be the trigger to bring you closer to Hashem? After you're going to finish Shas, really, you're going to feel closer to Hashem Yitbarach? No, you know that it's not the answer for you. You know, it's good to learn Gemara. No one is arguing. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, and all of the books of Torah, Chassidut, Likutei Moharan, everything is great. Sefer Amidot, all books of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, all books of the Torah, all kinds of halachot for Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, to understand the ways of Sikha, everything super great. Like we said, Talmud Yerushalmi, who even think about Talmud Yerushalmi? Okay, you need to finish Shas Yerushalmi, also great. All of the Midrashim, Zohar HaKadosh, great, it's all wonderful. Do you know that that's the trigger? This is what brought you to Eretz Israel? That was the thing that brought you to do the first tshuva, the first confessions in front of Hashem Yitbarach, to commit yourself to Avodat Hashem. Was it those gemarot? Was it those wonderful midrashim, Zohar HaKadosh? Was it that? Or that it was something inner, a point of truth that you felt inside, a certain humiliation, felt wrong with yourself, something was wrong and you were looking for the solution and Hashem started to open up to you and Hashem started to reveal to you that He's with you. Where? In the contaminated places, not in the Beit Midrash. He wasn't there with you in the Beit Midrash when you needed Him. He was there with you in the swamps, in the streets, in the dark alleys, in the darkest nights of them all. There He was with you. When you were drunk, He was with you. When you took drugs, He was with you. Suddenly, people came to me, told me I was so stoned, totally stoned. And suddenly, Hashem just took it away from me. And I was 100% clear. Like I never used drugs before. How can it be? You take 4, 5, 6, 10 hours, depends. And if you go out from it at all. And suddenly Hashem took all of that drug, all of the effect of that drug from his mind, and he's standing in front of Hashem Yitbarach, sober, clear, open-minded, focused like he never was focused before. No drug would bring him to that level that he was straight with Hashem Yitbarach in that night. Why? Because Hashem Yitbarach loves you. Now what, you want to stop it? No, I'm not worthy, I'm not able, who am I? What Rabbeinu is saying? Every person needs to finish us. Oh no, no, no. Every person needs to check himself if he's glued to Hashem Yitbarach. Because you can be glued and stuck inside Hashem Yitbarach when you are in the most contaminated places of them all. Because Hashem shochen itam betoch tumotam. In the most contaminated places, Hashem is with you there. Now what do you want? Hashem not to be there? You are there, Hashem is there. It's like your child. He went. He went to somewhere far. You're with him. Where is your heart? With him. If you would have the ability to buy the ticket and to go with him, to be with him in India, in an acid party, you would be there. Because your child is there. You don't want to be there. You don't have no connection to there. But if my child is there, I'm there. In prison, if now your child, Chas Shalom, is in prison, in I don't know what, in Buenos Aires prison, now, if you have one solution, or to enter with him, you cannot take him out. If you're going to take him out, you killed him. You cannot take your kid from that prison. Prison of lust and desires and lack of faith, you cannot cut it for the person. He will die. If now you, us, even that we're a lot closer to Hashem Yitbarach than other people that are really far, if now Hashem is going to stop from you all of the physical things that gives you happiness today, no more beer, no more wine, no more meat, no more candies, no more chocolate bars, no more music, non-Jewish music, no more talking Lashon Hara, never, never. No more looking at women, never. This is it. Hashem is taking all of that. How many hours do you have to live? Tell me. How many hours do you have to live? 5 minutes. That's the point of truth. It's not a complete truth. Actually, you're dead. You're dead. On the spot, you're dead. You lost your eyes. You lost your ears. You lost your mouth. You lost your heart. You lost your stomach. You're dead. Even 5 minutes you don't have. If you now forced to keep the Shulchan Aruch, this is it. Not to be righteous. Just to be Jew. Shulchan Aruch, it's not a level of righteous people. Tzadikim is something else. Shulchan Aruch is Jewish people. I'm going to shrink you now to the Shulchan Aruch pattern. This is it. Shulchan Aruch. Straight. A laser beam. Can you keep it? You're dead. You're dead. You need to wake up before you went to sleep. You cannot make it. How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? You're not allowed to go to sleep. You have to wake up. And you're not allowed to be tired. And you have to learn 24/7 Torah. And you're not allowed to talk non-lashon hara, not to think bad thoughts about no one. And you need to love everyone and to be generous and to have parnasah, to give charity and to give ma'asrot. And you're not allowed to go to work because you have to learn Torah. And okay, you need to go to work, not only in a modest place. Who is paying for that? No one. So how are you going to have your parnasah? You need to respect it. You cannot do that, right? You cannot. So how are you going to do it? You cannot. So you need to have Hashem Yitbarach with you in the place that you are. Because you cannot come to the place that Hashem is there. Hashem understands that also. We are Daitzrenu. He knows you have Yetzer Hara. He knows that you're not able, that He's going to take you out from the sea. And this is it, a different world. You're a fish, you're regular to the water. He's going to take you out in a day, you're dead. He doesn't mean to save you. He needs to come to be with you in the sea. You know, he needs to show you that there is life, also life after death. There is Chaim Achrei HaMavet. Hashem is with you. You're dead, but there is life also here. There is life after death. There's Chaim Achrei HaMavet. You're dead, and you're alive. You're contaminated, and you can do pure things. You're far, and you can be so close. This is what it means, that the person needs to look all of the time to see if he's glued to Hashem Yitbarach, glued to Hashem Yitbarach. All of the time, no matter where you are. Because Hashem Yitbarach is with you, every place, in every place. In the lowest places of the mall, Hashem is there. Shochen itam betoch tumotam. Bechol tzaratam lo tzar. In the most narrow places, darkest places of the mall. In the lies, in the contaminations, in the sins, in the failures, in the scams, in the horrible thoughts. In the despair, in the sadnesses, in the depressions, in the alcohol, in the drugs, in the medicines, in hospitals, in every place Hashem is there. Just you need to check yourself if you're glued to Him. He is all around you. Like we said, to explain the concept of godliness, of Elokut to a person, it's like to explain a fish that there is water. All of his life depends in the water, but you cannot convince him that water exists. It's so simple for him. Everything is water, and he cannot get it. How are we going to get it? Only one thing. Take him out from the water tank. Now he got it. Hours of Torah, you can preach him forever. He will never going to get it. Take him out of the water, one moment, just the hand into the tank. He already realized that, okay, I got it. This is what Hashem is doing with us. Tells you, I'm hiding, I'm going to hide from you. You don't know what I'm going to do. He's threatening, he's just talking, he's rebuking. Why? He doesn't want to take you out from the water. He doesn't want to prove it to you that there is life after death. He wants to be with you. So he tells you, I'm going to come. I'm going to show you. It's only words of a father that loves his son. Only words that are hinting you, come back. Do tshuva. You need to believe in those mishnayot, in those gemarot, that are telling us, in the moment that you do tshuva, they erase your sins. When you do tshuva, so just do tshuva. Just go and talk to Hashem Yitbarach. To do tshuva, it means to reveal your will to Hashem. To say, Hashem, I want you. And you know what it means to believe in yourself? To believe in yourself, it's to believe that you have that will inside. Yetzirah tells you all day long, you're a liar, look at you, you're pathetic, you're so low, you're so foul, you're not worthy, you're nothing, you're so contaminated, you don't have a chance, you don't have no hope. This is what Yetzirah is saying all of the time. You need to believe in yourself to say, no. I am righteous. I have a good will inside, I have a soul. I do want Hashem. But look at your actions, look what you're failing, look at your lackings, look at all of your downs, all of your... It's not me. This is my Yetzirah. Inside of me there is a spiritual being. There is a holy soul that just desires Hashem Yitbarach. That is me. This is what it means to believe in yourself. To recognize the good that you have. Your connection to Hashem. That it's already there. It's already exists. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael.